Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World of Ink Network, founded in 2011 by Virginia Grenier and Marcia Cook. Their vision was to start a radio show that helped writers reach their dreams. The World of Ink has a wonderful group of hosts who are dedicated to delivering shows to entertain and inspire listeners. The World of Ink Network shares resources that introduce tips, products, and services to help strengthen, support, and challenge those who love writing and the written word. Their hope is to bring not only authors, illustrators, and publishers together, but screenwriters, directors, and producers. New to the network will be a variety of special shows, bringing not only entertaining shows, but informative discussions on timely subjects. To learn more about us, go to www.worldofinknetwork.com or visit us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. It's Marcia Casper Cook, and we're going to have a great show today. And I'm listening to the message for about the 400th time, and it says go to www.worldofinc. Okay, that's not in existence anymore. It's www.michiganavenuemedia.com. And you can find everything about the shows and me and all the things that we do and the things from World of Ink. When I had the promo done, the person did my audios, and she was really good, and then she disappeared. So she can't change it for me, so I guess I'll have to figure out what to do, because she just disappeared. She disappeared from Audibles and everything else, and I have no idea where she is, and neither do they at Audible. So what can I tell you? But I'm going to switch that. But anyway, everybody I think knows where they can find me. Just go under Marcia Casper Cook. So, okay, today is a really good show. We're going to discuss my favorite little topic here, which is marketing and promo. And as we all know, how I love it, because I don't love it. And so I have Crystal is here from Southern Owl Publications, and so is Judy Schneider, who has been on my show before, and I've known her for years. I was her husband's agent, and then I became her friend, and she is here to help talk about all of this, because we have a lot of questions, and the reason Crystal is on is because she gets the job done, and so for reasonable prices, and a lot of these people that do marketing do not get the job done. They do one or two posts, and they go off whatever, and you never see them again, and you see the same post over and over again. So I'm going to let Crystal and talk about this in a little while. But Judy, I want to say hi to you, and you can
hello,
tell everybody.
Marcia. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And tell everybody a little bit about what you do, and then I'm going to introduce Crystal, and then we'll just get on to our business of talking about marketing.
Okay. I've been writing for a number of years, and I started out with children's books, Goldie's Baby Socks and I Love You, Be Careful, I Did With My Sister, really a picture book for grown-ups, but a sentimental one. And then Marcia bugged me in a good way to said, you could write fiction. And I said, no, I can't, Marcia. No, I can't. I can never write. And she said, oh, yes, you can. So I started writing thrillers, and I have a thriller series out, three books, Too Late to Run, The Donation Man, and Break In, I'm sorry. And I have those out, and that's through World Castle Publishing, which I bring up just because they switched their website, too, to worldcastlepublishing.net
now. No, World Castle Publishing, right. I had a book, Love Changes, was on, and they do a good job, and there's a lot of people that have been on the show that, are with World Castle.
Yeah, they've done a real nice job. So I've been being an author for a number of years, and I just was lucky enough to find Crystal through Marcia. And she's been doing a really terrific job in terms of marketing the book. I do a lot of my own in the sense of like alumni magazines, and how to find reasonable marketing and get yourself out there. But it's been really nice having Crystal be part of that. So I'm enjoying writing and now just wanting
Before
to do the market
forget,
stuff.
I want you to talk about, because I have everything out about the company you wanted to talk about, the card games.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we can
I'm
talk
sorry.
About that.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's out there. We were just talking about what do you do? What do writers do in their spare time besides write? You know,
well, you were
and
talking about
one
that.
The,
I wasn't talking
yeah,
about that.
I was.
That
I guess
I
was
know
talking about that.
I don't know that I have.
What
any
am I doing in my spare time?
And I can almost speak for Crystal. I don't think she has spare time either.
Yeah, and I do have a little spare time, and okay. I've just discovered a while
but
ago
normal.
This really. normal people. I don't know, but really a neat card game, and it's called it's by funreimagine.com is the company funreimagine.com, and the game is Tea Run, and I'm not putting myself down when I say I'm not really good at card games. I am just not. I don't process or do them really fast, and so I found this one that has good strategy, but it's a quick card game, and I can do it. And so I like to talk about that because it's just really fun, and it's unusual for me that I'm plugging a card game, but I do know the creator of it, and so I'm just really impressed with it. So that's why I wanted to talk about that. It's called
okay,
Fun.
Okay, and also before we do anything else, yeah. I talk about your music too. You didn't mention that. So
oh my goodness!
So we don't
yeah,
forget anything.
We my husband and I have years ago we teamed up with Billy Ray Stewart, who was Red Stewart's son, the one who wrote the Tennessee Waltz, to come up with a song, very sentimental song called "If I Call a Name at Night," and we did that one with him, and then Gil and I started doing different songs like with Pearl Snap Studios in Nashville, and one of them we just finished last year was a song, a mother-son wedding dance song for our, and I have two grown sons who are now married, but we did that as a song for their wedding, and that was really fun doing that, very sentimental. So we have a lot of songs. My website is judysnider.com, JudySnider.com, and so we've done some songs too. So it's been really a fun ride. My husband has a medical thriller out and is almost finished with his second one, and Brain Warp in the second one, he's just finishing up now. And so we've had a really fun time with that. And I've known Marcia for years. She's been kind of my cheerleader. You know, you can do this, and she's given me a lot of good tips. And plus, there's one book that's in front of me called, you know, her Brownie book. And it's one of my favorite children's books that I have that, you know, I won't give
Thank
away.
You.
Sorry, Marcia, but it's called I Wish I Was a Brownie.
Thank you.
But I really like
Thank
it, you know, and it's really good. It's, you know, and it's a really nice book about children and, you know, being liking themselves more. And it's just a good book. But that's about, I'm yakking
okay,
on.
Thank you.
You know,
I
know, which
I
if you know
to,
me,
yeah,
isn't
get all
a
this
surprise.
Out of the way because, right, so then we're going to talk about everything that Crystal has to talk about. So,
and,
hi,
and
Crystal.
One thing, Marcia.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask
ahead.
One thing for Marcia? But for Crystal, is I'm also, my goal is to get my thriller books made into Lifetime, Mar Vista, whatever movies. So that's one of the things I'll be asking Crystal, too, is how do you get a book, you know, made into a movie? So that's
Which you know
that's
the answer to
Thank
that
you.
Already.
I don't know. That's why I thought one of the questions I'd ask.
That's the same question you've been asking for 10 years. So,
3 years.
Right. We know this. Right. And which is everybody wants. That's a good question here. We all know the answer to that. It's very hard. So, okay. Which you know. All right. So, Crystal, tell everybody about who you are, what you do, and how I'm confusing people if I say things, you know, because Southern Owl Publications is you.
Yeah. My name is Crystal Gauthier, and I run Southern Owl Publications with my co-partner. Her name is Genevieve Scholl, and it's www.southernowlpublications.net. And I'll repeat that at the end of our conversation here.
Maybe I should – wait, Jennifer Shaw, that is – she's part of your company.
Yes, she's my co-owner with Southern Owl Publications.
Because
she's
I see her out there, I'm
my
thinking,
formatter.
Like, boy, does she post a lot. Boy, does she post a lot. Okay. I'll pay attention now. Okay.
Right. Yeah, she's my editor, formatter.
Okay.
Cover designer. She's just my all-around girl. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Now
yeah,
I get
we're
it.
Great
I get
partners.
It.
We've been in business a long time together. So, I started out as an author myself, and I started writing time travel romance. Well, I decided to, you know, to submit to an online publisher, which is an independent publisher. And the independent publisher was very vague with me. She didn't talk a lot to me about things. She told me that she had never heard of my genre before. And so she didn't know what I was doing exactly.
Oh, right.
And we had a tumultuous relationship. And we just didn't get along too good because she didn't understand what I was doing, and I was new, and I needed someone to teach me, and she did not do that. So
you learned yourself. So you taught yourself.
Yes. And then I started, after 6 years of the publication, I started it because nobody had taught me. Nobody helped me. Nobody, you know, my publisher didn't show me a financial report, didn't tell me how much I was selling or anything, how many books I had or anything like that. So I decided no one should ever, ever have to wonder what's going on with their publisher. And I decided to be a teaching publisher. I teach my authors how to be authors.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing because there are no classes really for what you have to know. I mean, you can go to college and get a degree and whatever you get a degree in, and for, you know, if you're for literature, whatever, but this is not the same.
Well, you know,
this
I've had professors.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I've had professors come to me and say, well, how do I put my book up here? And do I really need a social or a social media account? And I'm like, yes, and double yes. You know, you can't just write a book and then expect it to sell itself. That just doesn't happen. And if you're looking to become an author, you better have a little bit of cash behind yourself because it can get expensive at times. And that's where I come in. I'm not a very expensive publisher, and I'm not a very expensive book promoter either. And so that's why people like me and the company, because I take care of the author. I don't just say, okay, I'll do this, take your money, and then never do anything. Constantly on the computer, you can ask Judy, and you can ask Marsha.
Mm-hmm. It's true. No, you post a lot.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Like a 24-hour girl, what can I tell you?
Oh, I know.
And I know that because
I'm
like a 24-hour person, you know. But the thing is, you know, listen, I've been an agent. I've been doing this for 20 years, a literary agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a screenwriter. I've done shows for 9 years. I have a lot of books out. And there is no answer. You have to try different things. You know, I mean, everybody wants the answer is Google, what to do. You know, I was at a meeting yesterday. They were talking about Google Suite. They were talking about the cloud, everything. You know, we all want to know everything, but we don't. And they keep changing things, and you should be on Twitter. Then there's Instagram. Then there's now MeWe you have. That's a new one,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're using. And there's so many things. And if you're by yourself doing this, that you just all you do is get frustrated. So, which after 9 years, I mean, we do this on the show a lot because I know this is hard. And you're right. There is nobody out there when you're writing a book. A lot of people say, I want to write a book, but that's just great. But what happens afterwards? All right, let's just say somebody wrote a book. It hasn't been, nothing is done to it. They wrote it. What is your advice where they start first? So they don't
get confused. If they wrote a book, the first thing they do when they write a book, they need to get online and study the structure of a book. You may think you know how to edit. You may think you know how to format. I know everything. I can do it myself. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No one knows everything.
Right.
And I've had professors. And a lady that was two times, had her doctorate and everything, and she still had a hard time with all of the new technical things that are coming up, you know, your IT issues. So, you know, you never can stop learning. And
right.
when you first write a book, please, please go online and see the structure of a book. There's
yeah.
structure, there's grammar, there's spelling, there's directional writing, character development. I mean, you have to be aware of what you're writing. You can't just put it on paper and say, here, format this,
yeah.
edit this, and get it out. It doesn't work
right.
that way.
No.
Because I'll reject you. I mean, if I see something like that, I'll just say, I'm sorry, I can't work with that. You're going to have to get it as good as you can get it.
Right.
Because you're wasting my time and yours if you're coming to me with, you know, something that it's not any structure to it.
See, because they don't see, I think what people think sometimes is they just write it and somebody magically waves that wand and everything is formatted. Even if you
no.
format a book, you still have to have it beforehand ready to be formatted. You know, you have to have an
the
idea what the chapters
are. The
first
thing we do
is
you have
yeah.
to edit it. Yeah, you have to edit it. And some people will say to me, well, I've already had it edited by so-and-so. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You're going to get it edited again because I don't put
right.
out bad products.
Right.
And
it
can
has
I,
to
can
be
I
good
throw-
product.
Go ahead.
I know with World Castle, I had the same thing as that, had it edited before independently, but they use their own editor. I love their Ashley.
Great.
I love the
yeah.
editor I had with World Castle.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like you just get it almost polished, and then once they accept it, you have to go through the editor process, and you have to make changes, and they make suggestions. So it's not like as you say, Crystal, it's not like, quick, oh, here's my book. Just publish it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of steps to getting it to the point where,
there
as you
is.
Said.
It's very involved, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
and you can't rush
mm-hmm.
putting a book out. Hey, some guy today, well, I can't wait 90 days. Excuse me, you will wait 90 days because we have other clients ahead of
right.
you.
right. So, okay.
We can't rush
so,
this process.
right. Okay. So now you take them and you publish them, and they're published under Southern Owl. So do they pay you for editing, or do you pay, I know some of the answers to this, but do they pay you for,
we
what
have,
do they, how do they start?
Well, what they do is we start them off and we have them fill out a submission form on our website, which gives us all
right.
of their personal details. Then we tell them up front what the pricing is going to be. One flat fee for all of your publishing is $185. Now, some people call that being a vanity publisher. That's
not
vanity publishing.
No.
Mm-mm. That fee does not go to me. It does not go to my assistant. It goes into the business. And it buys ink and paper and
yeah.
applications. You know, it pays for our website. So it's
yeah.
not like we're saying, oh, we're going to take this money and we're not going to do anything for you. That's not how we work. We
yeah.
charge the $185 flat fee. We edit your book, we create your covers, we format, we do promo for you once the book is put up on Amazon and draft to digital, and we do hardbacks through Ingram Spark. So that's the pricing, $185 flat fee, out the door.
So then the marketing is included just at the beginning, and then you have another price that they pay for marketing, or what happens after
yeah,
the end, because you need marketing. You always need, you just can't stop marketing. You have to do it. See,
no.
I think what people think is when the book comes out, they market it, but you can't stop marketing. You have to continually market.
Right, and so we give
yeah.
our clients 60 days. Or, I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's good. No.
6 months. 6 months.
Oh, that's good.
Of free promotion when their book
oh,
comes
that's
out.
Great. That's good.
So that gives them an idea of what they need to do. Well, some people
right.
don't get that, but we do. We give them, we have options. We have three packages. So after their 6 months are up, they can opt in to get a package for $20 a month, which is just social media, an author interview on the blog, and two teasers, which are book images. And then if they want to go to our other programs, they can look it up on our website. We have different pricing for those. If they want the best program we have in the world, they pay $400 a year.
Yeah. And what does that entail? What does the $400 entail? Because
$400
people probably might
year,
want to know that. Mm-hmm.
It includes the social media promoting, which is on every social media site, Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter, Tumblr, Google, LinkedIn, and Alignable and things like that. They get an author interview. They get special announcements, a book event on the social media of their choosing. We help them look for a book signing. We provide takeovers for their event, which bring in other authors to help them. We do a blog tour with a giveaway. We do an author video, and then we do 5 personal image teasers of their book. And then there's also, you know, the occasional, can you help me with this, or how can I do this? And so
right, so you help
kind
them,
of like
you help them.
A book
right.
psychologist.
Yeah, right.
A
you
book
just,
therapist.
Right. You know, I think, and that's the other thing, you know, I mean, everybody hopes that they sell a lot, but I actually think that when the more you write, the better it is. And I think in my own case, I could say that, you know, I have an issue with myself because the problem is I didn't stick to one genre. My advice for people is my books were done, and then I started the children's books. I did this. I did screenwriting. But for people starting out, I would suggest staying in the genre because it is so much easier, I think, to market rather than be all over the place. How do you feel about that?
I feel the same way, but I think this way.
Okay.
If you're going to write and you think you want to write a series or something like that, keep writing. Put yourself
yeah.
on a writing schedule. Some people put out
yeah.
one book a year. Some people put out a book twice a year. You have to keep in the public eye. If
yeah.
they don't know you, then you're not doing your job.
Right.
You have to brand yourself with a logo, which I see, Marcia, that you have a beautiful logo.
Oh, thank you.
Have to keep
which one might that be? I have many that I don't.
The latest one that I have, I guess. But you have to brand yourself, and then you have to brand your book, and you have to have a fan following. You have
yeah.
to talk all the time about your book. You know, don't be afraid to hurt people's feelings by getting in their face about your book. You're in business for yourself. Even though you're
yeah.
with the publisher, you're in business for yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to keep at it. That's the thing.
It's hard. It is hard to do, you know, to promote yourself, which is, you know, but I think, you know, like for me, it's really easy to promote all these things that I do online, and I do it on my show.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am in a place, I'm just talking, and well, I talk to people about a lot of different things, but not always my work. I have
mm-hmm.
lots of cards I could give them. I have bookmarks and whatever, and then sometimes I go, oh, I don't know, because I hate the fact if they see me coming, they're going to say, oh, here she is trying to sell me something, and so, which is totally wrong. I mean, because you really need to do this, because they don't know sometimes, you know, anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, they may know me for what I'm doing at the time, but they don't even know that I write some of them, which is my fault, you know, and I think you're right. You have to be out there.
That's where the promotion and marketing business comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say you're a full-time worker. You work out of the home full-time, but you want to write and you have a passion to get your books out, and you have a lot of people that read your books. Well,
yeah.
then you need a service to help you, and that's where I come in.
Right.
I'm all over the place on the internet. I'm everywhere. You
yes,
know,
you
they might not be under Southern Owl Publications, but you know who Crystal Gauthier is.
Yes,
so
you
it's that kind of business that where you say, I can help you. What do you need
yeah.
me to do? Well,
yeah.
Crystal, I need to have my book seen every 15 minutes, 24/7. Well, guess what? I can do that.
I feel like I do that too. You know, this is the thing. You know, I mean, what you're saying is true. You know, and I think I once talked to Amazon. You know, a few years ago, they used to take more calls. I think now it's more of, you know, contact us or help or whatever. But they're. The people that work there told me something once, and it did stick in my head. If you have to keep marketing, and it's never too much. And guess what? Look at Amazon.
Amazon, it's mm-hmm. never too much because everybody knows Amazon. I mean, there's, you know, you're under a rock if you don't know Amazon, and but they don't know other places. So this will get me to, then if Judy has something, I'll let her, you know, ask. I just did something which I am, I'm going to, this is a try. People that listen to my show know I try a lot of things and see how it works. So I had Mike Pettit on last week, and he was talking about all his books are on Amazon. And I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe I should maybe do something like that because I've been there. But I've really just done it once, and then I don't even finish it. I don't follow through. And I thought, well, all right. Here, I talked to Fidelity Publishing today. I talked to Robin, who I talked to all the time for my little advice here. And I said, I'm going to give it a try. And, you know, so she mentioned, you know, and other people have mentioned to me that where do you get your books? They get, everybody gets their books on Amazon. So I'm being like, everybody does get their books. I mean, I don't, nobody has told me they've gotten their books on Smashwords. I'm on Draft 2 Digital. I think it's really good. But Kobo, but a lot of people don't know. I don't know why that is. And it could be because Amazon is so well known that that's why they all go there and they're all on for Prime. So I have put all my books on there. So I want you, Crystal, to do me a favor. Talk about Unlimited so people understand what that is.
Okay. Kindle Unlimited is a service that Amazon provides where they take a fee from you. I think they do it once a year, and I don't quote me on the price, but I think it's like $199 or less.
It's less, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure because I don't use it. I didn't like it, so
okay.
I let it go.
Okay. Because I think they have different things. They have Audibles. They have every, you know, all different things, too, that people have to keep.
Kindle Unlimited is the service that you pay the fee, and then you have unlimited books that you can buy through that service.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you just pay the fee, and then you go on there and you pick out the books you want and you read them. But from the author side of it, they get a percentage of that book that's being read. So it's like a pool of authors, and then whenever you sell your book, you get a certain percentage of that pool of all those people buying your book. And then, of course, you know, Amazon keeps the rest. And I found it to be very limiting, only for the reason is that when you're on Kindle Unlimited, they don't like you to be on Draft to Digital.
Right.
They don't like you to be on
Or Smashwords either. Smashwords either. Nowhere.
Smashwords either. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Or Goodreads.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of platforms that don't, you know, they don't want, Unlimited does not want you on those platforms. And I just ran into this the other day. I have an author who said, well, I can't get on Draft to Digital because I'm on Kindle Unlimited. And I was like, well, that really limits you, doesn't it? And she's like, yeah, because I asked them, and they won't let me do this, and they won't let me do that. So it's up to the author to decide what's best for them. I mean, if you go and get on Kindle Unlimited, and it's working for you, and you're noticing a real difference, then by all means, go with it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any results from my book, but my books are in a weird genre. So, you know. Some do good, some don't. Anybody I've published, I've told them it's up to you. I can't make your decision. Yeah. So,
see, but I think that Draft 2 Digital, I think they allow Amazon. Like, I think there's now something that they worked out with Amazon because it's on there. You can be with it. It's a separate thing, but I think Amazon, it's okay. I just took my books off of everything. I just want to see how it works. You know,
right.
I do try. Mm-hmm. I try a lot of things. Everybody knows that I do, you know. But I really want to see if it makes a difference in the ease of marketing for me, and just like writing, you know, and like when, like let's say when you're doing my marketing now, that's it. I'm just on Amazon. There you go. You know what I mean? And if my website, I have to change that. I sent something to my website people to change it and take off everything. And we'll see.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the thing with that, Marcia, is you take yourself off like draft to digital. So what if somebody wants to read your book through Kobo or iTunes or Play Store or something like that? Now, they can't find you anymore unless they go to Amazon, right?
Right. No, I get that. But, you know, but when
okay.
when
mm-hmm.
I just got a check for like $1.98 from digital,
uh-huh.
when I used to make more money, which I mentioned to you when I first started it, okay? And then now
mm-hmm.
they've increased everything that they do, and they're in a lot of bookstores
mm-hmm.
now. There are a lot of things that they do, you know. There's a lot of places. But since they did that, it's lower and lower. Every time. I don't know why. So I'm going to test it and see why. You know, at the Kindle Unlimited, I think it's like 90 days. So in 90 days, which goes fast, we'll
right.
see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
I will actually try to do the fact where I give free books. You know, I didn't do that. But now they know that. So even when we advertise, probably you'll just say I'm on Kindle Unlimited. People know what that is because they don't
mm-hmm.
have to pay them. You know, they've already paid.
Right.
I just looked
mm-hmm.
it up. It says it's regularly $99 a month. Prime members new to Kindle can get their first 3 months of Kindle for 99 cents. That was in 2018, July. So who knows, you know. So,
right.
but, you know, I have my, you know, I put, this is $9, this is $10. You know, I think people, I don't think we all realize how many times we're doing $10.99, $5, this is $4, this is $3, this is $20. You know, you don't really, you know,
oh, I know, that
realize.
One click is a bad, bad thing.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Judy, do you have a question?
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
But I'm actually, no, this is very interesting. I was actually listening and taking notes. But, Crystal, I was wondering about years ago when I was doing children's books, started out, I did a blog tour with Virginia Grenier and I loved doing blog tour. It was really fun for a month. And wondered if
mm-hmm.
you do, but I've never done them for my suspense, my back-to-back thrillers. Series
mm-hmm.
and wondered, does your company do blog tours?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me people out there about those?
A blog tour is where you get a blog to set you up with other blogs. What I do is I put the blog information for the author on my blog. And then I asked other bloggers, I said, can you run this segment on your blog? And can you run it for, let's say, 3 to 4 days? And can you get your readers to participate in the giveaway that we're having? And can you get your readers to comment on this author and get them to maybe buy some of the author's books? And so it's like I email out to all these blogs that I keep track of. I have their links and everything. And I email them and I say, can you help us? Can you be a part of this? And here's the author's information. And please, you know, don't hesitate to enter the giveaway. And, you know, there's prizes. And I really do it up on my blog with, you know, all kinds of things exciting the blog readers to come and participate. And so usually, and when you have a blog tour, it's like just blog hopping. You just go from one blog to another because they're all different. They all put out the information about the author differently. They set it up in their blogs differently. But it gets the world out there, you know, the word out there about the books in mass form.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it's wonderful. I love them. I have so much fun.
I remember when I did it, it was really fun. I remember they would send, some of the blogs would send me questionnaires. Could you fill this out? Or Virginia would send me the questionnaire from the blog person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, please get back to them, whatever. And it was a really fun, but I've never done it with these ones, so.
Yeah. Virginia
I've
did it from
that.
World.
And I think that's a great genre to do it in is your mystery thrillers. I think that people would go nuts over it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So your company does do that because you do so much for me now, and I didn't. So this is a separate thing. It's called a blog tour promotion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, Virginia. Terrific. Virginia used to do it as World of Ink, and Virginia is a very thorough. Mm-hmm. And so she just didn't do it as much anymore because what had happened is a lot of people weren't participating. The tour people like they should, and then sometimes the people that she even were doing the blogs for, they didn't participate. So that if the person that, let's say you're doing the blog tour, if the author doesn't want to do everything, which it does entail a lot of things to do, then they shouldn't do it.
Well, that's why you hire someone like me. I do it all for you.
Yeah, right.
You know, Judy wouldn't have to do a darn thing.
Right. Well, that sounds good.
You know,
that
you laugh though, but I like the question. I used to love like the different questions, you know, because I would always get it back to her. I was one of these people that if they said get it back by a certain date, I would, or would you do this? And I said, of course, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And so I would follow through.
But some people didn't
do
that, you know, right? You know. So can you talk about does the price vary or is it the same or does it, you know, you have like. A shorter tour, or how do you do that?
Well, I do a 1 week tour, just because it gives you more time to pull people in, and get all the prizes situated and everything like that ahead of time. But normally, I just charge, and this is a low fee that you're going to see. I only charge $50 to do a blog tour.
Oh my goodness, that's very reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll do one too. I'm going to do one too. We'll do one too.
Well,
okay.
Well, one of the questions, and I've been an author for a long time, I'm almost embarrassed to ask it, but I've never understood, like when you're just saying now, like prizes or giveaway. I've never done that. I don't understand that.
Well,
I know that sounds funny, but
some people use
how does that happen?
It used to be called Rafflecopter. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't use Rafflecopter, but I use a different one. And what we do is we get people to donate prizes. And if the author wants to donate, you know, a couple of free books or if some swag, some postcards or bookmarks or something like that to give away. And then, you know, we kind of just pick through the random.com and it'll like circle them up for us and then pick out from 1 to 10 who wins what.
Oh, yeah. I wondered how that worked. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really fun because you never know what you're going to win. You never know. You know, it's kind of just, you know,
I didn't know how that works. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I make a list of who donated what to show everybody what they might win, you know. So it's really
fun. Good. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That sounds, you know, I
terrific.
Think that's a good thing to do also. And, you know, the week is good because, you know, years ago they would do them like it would be like it, sometimes a month or it, you know, it took a long time, you know.
Oh, no.
So
a month
I think
is
I,
too long.
Yeah, it is, you know, and so a week sounds really good, you know. I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a question. I'm just going to ask this because we do have a lot of children's authors that have listened and do listen, and it's hard to do children's, you know, marketing, as we all know. So what is your advice? I mean, for children's, I mean, you can't just not promote anything because you say, it's a children's book. It's unfortunate that a lot of the children's authors give up because they don't go anywhere. And what is your advice for children's authors? Because it's hard.
Well, for children's authors, the first thing I say is order a hardback, take it into a library, show them your product, get them to commit to a purchase order or... I mean, you don't have to have a purchase order per se, but get them to commit to some books and then go back to the publisher and say, can you send them 50 books, you know?
Is that the way to do that? I mean, an independent author, okay, I should say that, yeah, I just put all my children's books in hardback now.
Mm-hmm.
So because I we talked about this on one of my shows a few months ago about the hardback, how important it is for libraries. And if you have children's books, they need to go in the libraries, you know. But in some states, like I'm in Illinois and I'm in Chicago, you know, and I've talked to people that are in New York, it's not that easy to go into the libraries because they look at you and they go, well, what? You know, they don't even want to talk to you.
Right.
But you know, I've got five in my car. I did my children's books, and then I also did my To Life book because that's for young adults also and adults on the Holocaust. So I'm going to bring it to the library myself. And unfortunately, when I've done that in the past, I bring it to a bookstore. They take it, and then nothing happens, okay? So I have to stay, you have to stay on it, I think, you know, because they're
you
just
do.
A kind
and
of
it's,
a, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really hard. Another thing with children's books, too, is that you have to talk to parents. Create a group on a social media site, on your blog. Invite, you know, put out on Facebook, I'm inviting you to my blog. If you're a parent, you'll want to be there. You'll want to see what I have to say, what I want to show you. It's you've got to be a carnival barker when you're a children's author. You really do.
Yeah.
And
if I can throw into that, that's because my first two were, it's like create. That is the one thing, just kind of creative marketing. My one book is a book about a family that adopts a cat and all the crazy things that happens. It's a fun
I
book.
I love that.
And,
oh,
yeah,
the cutest
thank you.
Book.
I really like that book. And but what I do is lately again, Marcia knows that I'm with the Cat Writers Association, which I'm really happy about because it's another marketing, but I also am a cat lover. Unfortunately, we just put a cat down, unfortunately, family member, but what I do is, I also leave copies in the vet's office and, you know, as a place, where would you leave this sentimental fun book? But so in our veterinary's office, I used to work in a children's library, so I do, you know, give some to schools. But the other book is really geared for parents, and it's like more of a I Love You, Be Careful, I wrote with my sister, but that's more of a like Mother's Day book. You know, I get a lot of requests for baby showers. Could you, sign a book for a baby shower? And so that one, I go to maternity stores, not as much as I should, though. I mean, I really need to market more, and fortunately, crystals really help with a lot of that. But one is geared for that, like moms, like you're saying, Crystal, it's like would be a good idea to talk to groups of mothers, and I don't do that. But one is perfect for that, and the other one is perfect for, you know, people who like pets. It's really a, you know, pet-oriented book and, you know, family-oriented book. And but I don't – again, that was my children's books, you know, kind of separate from my thriller books.
Children's books are very, I mean, I've published a lot of them. And I can't even count anymore.
Yeah.
But I found out, you know, the best way to sell them, children's books, and I did this for Marcia the other day, one of her books went into Audible, and so I made a teaser, which is an image background, and then you put your book and some information about the book.
It's very cute.
And then spread it out to the world. And we did the Audible of The Busy Boss, and I can't tell you how many people are telling me how beautiful that is.
Yeah, they like that. You know, all my children's books are on Audibles. I probably should have told you that before. All my children's books are on Audibles. The problem with Audibles is it's a costly venture for people to be on Audibles, but it's really worthwhile. And, you know, the way you showed it is really the way it's the kids really love it. And when they look at the book
kids
and they hear
Audible,
it, and some
and parents, yes.
Yeah.
Parents need to know that, hey, you don't have to read to your kids. Look it up.
Yeah,
you know,
and
what,
you know, it is, but it's also a good
couch.
Learning tool. It's a great learning tool.
It really is.
You know,
is.
Even if you buy the book and let them look at the book and hear it, because some kids don't like to read. There's nothing you can do to make them read, but by
right.
letting them listen to it. So I'm hoping, you know, Audibles, you know, they have a lot of children's books there, but I think they need to do more with these children's books because those are the books that aren't really, you know, they have a lot of the classics too. Wizard of Oz, I think they have all these books on now. So
oh,
I
yeah.
think that people
oh, yeah.
have to know that. So I think, you know, and I think Audibles is good. And I think now there's a caller, 254. I don't know. I'm not answering the phone right now because I've had some incidences where I don't. So if they have a question, I'm in the chat room, or if they can tell me who they are, I'll be happy to let them. I'll put the call through.
Okay.
So who's ever on the phone and has a question, you know, please feel free to write it in the chat room or Facebook me, and then I'll put you out there, you know, and ask you. They can ask the question, but well, most of us now that do shows don't really take calls as much because it has not been a very good thing these days. People say other things.
Yeah.
You know, it's been kind of iffy.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
sure.
yeah, you know. I want to ask you something, how you feel about something like this. Because have you thought of ever doing, like, Chris, a basket, like, with children's books as gifts?
I've done that.
You have? So you've been
yes,
there,
I
done
have.
That. You've done everything. Good. So how did you, I think it's a very good thing.
It is. I've been to conventions and we make a basket up of the children's books and then we've done it with adult books too. But the children's books, we make a basket up and we raffle. We raffle the basket off. And,
right,
you know,
so
you put like some snacks
no.
or something in there for the kids,
yeah.
you know, suckers, things like that. But, yeah, and you raffle it off. And I might do something like that with the blog tour. As the grand prize, do something like that.
Yeah, see, I'd like to do something like that. Yeah, because I'd like to do, I think those are the things that authors, look at, I mean, everybody, when I first started doing shows, I know, and being an agent, always the advice was, don't pay for anything. Okay, that was then.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, 2019, you need to pay to get the job done. Okay.
Hey, if you want to be an Amazon bestseller or a New York Times bestseller, you better have some money to back you up.
Well,
that's
because
all
otherwise,
I'm saying.
Forget it. Because you know, you look at the big the reason the publishers don't take a lot of people is because they have to spend money, and if you're not a sure thing,
well, exactly.
they're afraid to spend the money. That's not because your book isn't good. It's because,
right.
and I think people don't understand that. It's not that the book isn't good. It's that they don't want to spend money on someone they don't know. So, I mean, that's just the way it is.
The story's probably not as what they would like to be. But, I mean,
right,
it's like John Grisham or Stephen King. You just have to have money to back you up because it's going to take millions for them to even produce the book.
Yeah,
and if you think you're a best-selling author, think again. You're not going to be unless you really have the gumption to do it.
Yeah, you have to keep going and, you know, don't stop.
Yeah.
And I think you have to hire someone like you really that will try things and do things and been there, done that, and just doesn't say, oh, fine, here's one little, you know, banner, goodbye, and they put the same banner out over and over again, and they just promote it with their own things. And it doesn't get anywhere.
Well,
so
right.
I think it's important for people to know.
40 books out there. 40 books. And she went to a convention with me. And I told her, I said, you need to go talk to that guy. He's a screenwriter. Oh, I can't. I can't do it. I don't like talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
Yep.
You shouldn't be an author then. If
you
don't like to
talk
to people, if you don't want to be personable with some people. I mean, I understand the social media thing because that's hard. I mean, if you're an older person and you're trying to figure out this stuff, forget it. But if you're an up-and-coming young person and you're writing a book and you need to do this, you need to be aware of it.
You know,
that is really true. That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I find
you're
that
talking
also.
About,
is
you've,
that,
gone, you've gone to conferences. Okay, so what type of conferences have you gone to there? Because I think that I myself, everybody knows I don't like to fly, but I want to go places.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you suggest to authors to what they need to do? They should get somewhere, to be somewhere. Would you?
If you want to go to a conference,
yeah.
If you want to go to a conference that has other authors there, and you get a table, and at the table you display your books in a pleasing manner, that people will walk by your table and say, "Oh, look at that! That might be a good book."
Yeah.
You know, so to go to these conferences, though, you get online, and there's a place called Eventbrite.
What's it?
It's one Eventbrite.
I know what that is.
And you go on there and you plug in the cities that you would like to go to, and you look up these conferences that you would like to go to.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of people don't have a lot of money to travel anymore
because
flying is expensive.
Right.
But look in your area. Look in your tri-county, you know, your tri-county area, your tri-state area. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. We have one in our Hampton Roads Writers, and again, people look in their area. There's like we have a really good group here, and there's Marcia and I had talked about. There's one called Killer Nashville in the summer, and I've heard that that's amazing one for suspense thrillers.
Yeah, and suspense thrillers and sci-fi. We have one in Louisville, Kentucky called Imaginarium.
Mm-hmm.
And it is massive. And, you know, it has all, you know, like a Comic-Con kind of feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that kind of genre, that's a definite place to go to, too. And that usually takes place in October.
Okay.
But there's other smaller places, too. There's libraries hold these kind of, little conferences.
Yeah.
And
but depending,
where you go to
right.
the workshops and like
what about
and I think
engagement.
For conferences. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. What about
for conferences?
Engagements?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. It's okay. No. Go.
No. I was just going to say for conferences too. One of the things I did this year is I looked around and they always give out programs at conferences, and so I looked into the cost for ad. Like we have one nearby that was not very expensive at all to put like a banner on. You know, use the banner.
Exactly.
And. Mm-hmm. You know, because they give them out, and so that's one avenue is for the conferences to be in the program, and that's
well,
just
that,
you know another
too.
Tip
and,
I have.
Yeah, and it's like we have holiday craft fairs. Well, you don't necessarily have to have a table at that craft fair because they do cost, but you can always walk around and hand out a business card.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can always walk around and have your book in your arm.
Oh, that's good.
Thumb through it like you're looking at it, and then just kind of move next to a person. I mean, there's all kinds of tricks you can pull. I mean, there's all.
And
kinds,
how about
you know?
Speaking engagements? How about that for speaking engagements? What do you
speaking
suggest?
Speaking engagements
that?
Are hard to do. They're hard to find. They're not hard to do. They're hard to find. So
right.
what you have to do is you know, like with your children's books, if you want to go to an elementary school and read a book.
They're
more than happy to have you.
Well, not as easy as you think, you know, because I used to do that, okay? But I think what happens is, you know, Scholastic took over the children's market and held it hostage because nobody else can get in. Because when, you know, I've been places when I've been there and they put me, like, in the hall and they put them in the room. So I thought this is really not a good idea because it's.
Wait a minute. Are we talking like when I'm what I'm talking about is going during a quiet time during school?
Right. I've done that. You know, I've done that. They've had like you know me there, and then there'd be a library event also. But I have done some, but it's not. I found for me it depends what city you're in, and. Where they allow some of them don't you know because it is the teacher has to do the program. I mean there was one that I did which I did enjoy and I actually sold a ton of books, but I went to 9 classes in a row and it was so intense,
no.
but I did it, you know.
Yeah, no.
And by the time I was done reading the ninth, I was changing the words myself and shortening it, because I'm thinking like, oh my God, can I keep saying the same story 9 times in a row, you know? And so I think it does depend though on what, you know, but I think that probably people listening, you have to go out and ask them and try, you know. But, and I donated the books when I was there too. I mean, I donate a lot of books.
Yeah,
but
you
they,
do, yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and they don't do anything. So I think, I tend to agree with the hardcover now, which I did have some before, but now they're all hardcover for children. So I think that that would be a way for me to just go in and just say, you know, I have them all hardcover. Some of them took the paperback type before, but now I know they want hardcover.
Well,
and I'm hoping people are going back to the
libraries. Don't give the hardcovers away. Sell the hardcovers. Put a sticker on it and say, this is how much this costs. I'm happy to share it with you. I'm happy to read it to you, but please, you know
yeah,
you
well.
Have to pay for this.
Oh, really? That would be good. Oh, people should pay? Okay, I'll try to remember.
Right. Well,
you know
what?
It's true, though.
So many, I want to tell you, ladies, don't be so wishy-washy.
Oh, I am not wishy-washy. I'm not wishy-washy, but I think after talking to you, I think it's right. I think, you know, you have to go out and be assertive and don't let them make you feel like you're not significant in the writing field, because it's not true.
That's right.
Why
it's
I want to go
business.
Out and speak, because
yeah.
I've done this 20 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? I know
mm-hmm. oh,
about
yeah.
a lot of things that people don't know, because I've been there, done that, and I think that matters,
mm-hmm.
you know. And to address Judy's question about how to get it into, Judy knows
sorry.
The answer, because I, you know, okay, look at everybody
which one? Is this
does
the movie
want
one?
Their,
is this the movie one?
Yes,
yeah.
yes, it is. Everybody wants to have their book as a movie. Okay, but there is something called a tail flick that now you can
mm-hmm.
sign up. And Crystal, I think you told me about this, right? Didn't you send me
yeah.
something
mm-hmm.
with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, because I did it for, I think it was $80. You put your book in, and so far I've heard nothing, but they take different genres, and they, if they like the book, it'll maybe get to a producer or director. Do you want to address that at all, or? What you think?
Well, you pretty much said what it's about. I mean, you just
yeah.
go in there and you plug your information in.
Yeah.
And it's up to them whether they decide. I mean, you can do it the old-fashioned way and hire an agent, get a screenwriter. But Tailflick is an up-and-coming way to do that, to get your book, you know, out there. There's no promises in life. We all know that.
Right. And
but
I,
it doesn't
I
hurt
think
to try.
Yeah, and I think I'll address the issue of the fact of being a screenwriter. Okay, I am a screenwriter, which is one of the reasons
mm-hmm.
my books are probably shorter. Okay, I've done 12 screenplays,
mm-hmm.
and some of them have been optioned
mm-hmm.
for movies. You know, the fact is that I actually think this is a good idea, because the one thing that happens when you send scripts out is it's either they don't like the dialogue, they don't like the setting, they don't like whatever you've done, but they like the story. So this gives them an opportunity to maybe take your book, buy the rights to the book, and do their own script. And this way they'll be happy, and
mm-hmm.
You'll be happy, because they usually, there's something they'll go, oh, the budget is too high, the budget is too low, it's whatever, you know, and we don't like this about the character. But then that gives them, they can change it, but they like the story. So I think that's why I think it's something that may work eventually, the tail flick, because I think that would make everybody happy. And there are so many
yeah,
people that
have
good books.
Yeah, other ones that come along. There'll be
yeah.
other ones that come along now in the
Well, there
IT
are
age,
ones.
But,
you know, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are ones that I've talked about, but they don't care about books. They want scripts, okay? And you can't just
yeah, they want
write a
finished product
yeah.
to look at.
Right. And the problem I can see is when the script is there, like I had an incident where years ago when somebody said to me, you know, I need to have the script changed to it was a female grandmother, and then they go, oh, maybe at that time, because what they say on the Golden Globes and Oscars is right. What they say, the male at that time, maybe 10 years ago, the male was it all, that was the star, okay? So if so, I then I made it into a grandfather, and it worked. However, it went to Walter Matthau at the time, that his, but it didn't get anywhere because, unfortunately, he passed away. He would have been fabulous in it, okay? But when I thought about him, it was how I was writing the script, you know. And but it's still hard, you know. And I think that people that want to write screenplays, I think it's wonderful. I love writing screenplays, so I've taken my screenplays and made them into books, like Grand Central Station, you know, and It's Never Too Late for Love. So I think that people can do alternatives. So I think they have to, you know, just think, like you're saying, be in, like you're saying, Crystal, be in for the long run, okay, and don't go out.
Well, we have Marcia, actually, Marcia, the script that you did, you know, with the storyline by my sister and myself, I mean, we're really in, hoping that'll get done someday, but it, we're in for the long haul on that one.
We're in for the long haul. We've had, to, it's been optioned, you know, but unfortunately, I've said on my show, the, I won't say the company that did it, but they asked to option it, and it was fine, okay? But they have not followed through on any of the emails, which I find as an agent. I'm still an agent, you know. I don't think they know that I'm an agent, but they, because it was under just Marcia Cass, it wasn't under my company. But I think that was so wrong to do that. And so it's, unfortunately, that's bad. And people, like, if this was my first thing, I would feel horrible. But I got, I mean, I know already. You know what I mean? So whenever you get a bad review or somebody doesn't return an email or something, or they do a, they option and they don't respond, just keep going. Because,
well, the thing
you know, you can't
stop. If you're not a best-selling author, if you're not a best-selling author, chances are you're not going to get your book made into a movie. Okay?
It's possible, though.
So
that's
you
not
have
really,
to realize.
But
well,
it is
no,
possible.
It is possible, but, honey, you got people have to be realistic in this day and age.
Yes, right.
We
yes,
all have
exactly.
Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But you have
you're
to
right.
pull yourself back and think, is this 54-page novella going to be a movie? Heck, no, it's not. You know,
well,
get real with yourself. And,
you know.
And, okay,
the possibilities, though, see, the thing is, okay, let's just say, because it's so much easier now with, you can reach people much more than you could before, and you got Netflix, it's very different, and it's Prime Video, it's very different now, because I have seen things where they go, taken from a short story, okay, and they do, it's not what they usually do, because now they like series, so if you have a 400-page book, it's possible they can do it in a series. They can't do it, you know, if it's just, well, they maybe they could, actually, because if they get the right writer, which is hard, you know, but it is hard getting a screenplay. So just publish your book. Be happy with that, because actually, at the end of the day, it's so good for people to they can get their books out there now.
Well, Marcia, actually, I have to put a plug in for one of the authors for World Castle, because they have a series, a Thunder series, and they have a sci-fi. And actually, Lionsgate is making it into a sci-fi cartoon children's thing. So it's like, whoa, you know. I was happy to hear for them. I guess I think it's out on Redbox now, one of them. And so I was happy for that author that their dream came true. It's like, whoa.
Well, just one.
It
second,
doesn't happen
though.
Very
okay,
often,
you know,
though.
The dream comes true. The dream comes true when you see it out. And you see it distributed.
Yeah, I know that's
see,
true for this
I hate
author,
this,
yeah.
And I know you know me, Judy, and you know, and I have to tell you though, the bad parts of any of this is that if they don't get distribution, it isn't happening.
Yes.
So this is a problem. So, you know, everybody, like Crystal, I agree with you. Everybody has dreams, and they do get shattered somewhat. But you got to be strong enough to pull through this.
Yeah, you have to have tough skin. You really do.
Yes, that's really true. Yes.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's true. What's popular, too. When you write a book, you need to have something in your book that's totally different from anything anybody else has done. Let's say this Bird Box movie that's out right now.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done anything like that. That's why everybody's checking it out. It might not
but
be
you
the
know
most
what?
Popular.
He was on our show.
Well-written.
He was on our show with Elizabeth Black, okay? And, you know, and she's a thriller writer, you know, horror writer. She interviewed him.
Right.
It was a really great interview. Okay. And the guy, I mean, this is, now it's become a phenomenon, but they had some issues, and he addressed it himself on Facebook the other day, that who was telling people to put like a blindfold on and walk in a street or drive? That was movie,
right.
You know. So I think,
know.
You know, on one end, it's such a good thing that he did because he broke through, and that's so wonderful, you know, that he actually got out there. But the fact is, you know, we have a whole big world here, so who tells people, just regular people, to blindfold themselves and walk in the street? And they did that. So he had addressed that. Because, you know, that was kind of bad, you know, for everything. But it's a phenomenon now, and that's a good thing. So you're right. You never know what's going to happen.
Bad press is good press. Yeah,
yes.
Bad press is
yes.
good press on something. But your books, what I'm saying is everybody writes good books. There's not a bad book out there. But your book, to be popular and to be where you think it should be,
right?
It has to wow people. It has to have the wow factor. And I'm not saying really exciting or really it's got to have that little twist to it that's not in any other book that you've currently read. And I think that, you know, that's where people are getting this.
It's the same thing with
a romance novel.
Exactly.
I can write an erotic novel. Yeah, but what's going to be different about your novel than the lady's novel over here with the same title, with the same, you know, blurb about it?
Right.
Oh, she did this and she did that. And you got to make it different. Every book has to be different.
Yes, you're right. And it can't be what you can't be what you've been reading other people's. You have to make up your, you know, that's called imagination.
Oh, I know.
And it's called,
I know.
It's writing, it's writing and not copying what someone else has done. And, you know, so just use, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, I don't read books as much as I used to, or hardly, because when I'm writing, I don't want their characters in my head. And so my characters are fresh from me. Okay, and whether they're good or bad or whatever, they're mine, you know. So I think that, you know, you really have to worry about your characters and stuff. So I think at the end of the day, everything we've said today is, you know, you got to just keep going. But you also have to have someone like you, like Crystal, to promote what you do so you can continue to write and get that off your head, because it's really hard to do both.
I think that's really important because, Crystal,
so
you do a lot of things. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you do a lot of things that I wouldn't do. I mean, when I say I wouldn't do, I'm not, what's the word, capable? Not capable, that's not the word. I'm really not good at it, you know. Or I wouldn't know I'm not on Twitter or something. And you know, I mean, you do that stuff in 2 seconds. And so, you know, someone like myself who's, you know, again, I can go out and talk in my books. And I love being with people. I think marketing is talking to people a lot of times. And, you know, I'm really comfortable with that. But in terms of computer-wise, I'm still learning, and there's things I'm not, and you just go with that. Some of your banners.
Well, that's why
you
need someone like her that can help you get out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but and the truth is, if you don't market your book, it's not going anywhere. That's it. That's the end of the. And you and I do believe in paying now, you know, because I think it's really. I have one more question to ask, which I forgot. Okay, Crystal, what about book reviews? This is the number one topic that people are so upset about. And what do you think is good?
Well,
what people can do?
If you want to be, you know, USA Today bestseller, you need reviews.
Right.
A lot of authors don't try to get reviews. You have to beg for them. You cannot ask anyone. You cannot offer money for a review. That's just a standard
no-no.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you need reviews. You need 54 or more reviews to even be considered a bestseller. And I know selling is part of it. I know that you need the numbers. The numbers are very important. But if you don't have those reviews, there's nobody that's going to take a look at you.
All right, so let's see. So you don't want to, you want to ask people, but you don't want to. All right, let's say, what do you, you know, you want reviews,
there's
but people
all kinds
read
of
the
services
books.
That can give you a review. There's all kinds of services on computers and everything that can give you a review. There's Facebook pages, there's blogs that will give you a review. But you have to follow through with them and make sure that they are putting that review in.
I know that.
I have an author that he started out and nobody wanted to review him. And he cried and he was so upset that nobody would review his book.
Yeah.
Well, then I told him, I said, you go on one of these services or, you know, these Facebook groups that say, we'll review your book. And I said, and you keep on them until you see that review come in. And he kept on this lady, and she reviewed his book. Then five other people saw her review, and then they reviewed. Now the guy has 157 reviews in 6 months.
Wow.
Okay, so you say, so you don't offer that service, but the
poetry book. This guy has a poetry book, and we all know poetry is really hard to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So I'm telling you, it can be done. It can be done.
So all right. So for the people listening out there, so they go on book review, they go on Facebook, or they where do they look?
You can go on any Facebook has. You just type in review groups, and it'll come up with a ton of them. And click on them and apply to get your book reviewed. Doesn't cost you anything through Facebook. You can also get reviews if you go online. There's all kinds of, you type in, review my book, and there's going to be a whole list of them that will review your book. I have a list that I put up on my website for my authors.
Okay.
And I see you guys go here and get your reviews done. So.
Okay. Is that a service, Crystal, that you offer for your promotion company?
Yes. I do. Okay. I will get you reviews for your book.
Okay.
I can't promise you how many, but I do.
Right. See, like I have on one of my books, I have like 25, you know, and I thought 25 was good, you know, because 25, they say, is better, you know, to get you noticed. But, you know, I myself have been lax at that because I really don't like to beg people, and I don't want to read. I don't want to have to read their book to get a review because I don't think that's right, you know. And I don't feel that's the way to do it. If they want to read your book, would be good, you know. But in order to, you know, and Facebook, as we know, Amazon is tough. They take off people that they shouldn't take off, but they are taking off people's reviews, and that's really bad because they're reviews that haven't been paid for. So that's kind of wrong, you know. So, but we can't change everything right away. But all right, so I got all my notes here. All right, so Judy, anything else? Or do you want to just give your website so they can find you?
Yeah, thank you. No, I've enjoyed this actually today. I'm taking my own notes. It's it's www.judy, JudySnider, all one word, JudySnider.com. And that's my website that has the books, the songs, a little bit of everything on it. And all my
too,
books are available. I'm sorry, what?
I love your website, by the way. It's a very good one.
Thank you. I have to give credit to my son. Actually, my son does my website. I hire him to do my website. And so I'll have to tell him you said that.
And
we work together. I mean, the blogs and stuff I write, but he you know, will put them on and so I should say we work together, but he's a master at the computer and I'm still learning.
You're doing a good job. All right, and Crystal, do you have any last words for people that you want to say or, you know, anything that we forgot?
I just want to say no book is a bad book. Keep writing. But know what you're going to do with your writing.
Yeah.
Don't sit back and think your book will sell just because it's up on Amazon. It won't.
Right. That's number one.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, if you get nothing else out of this, which you, this was a lot of good info, you know, on what to do. So, you know, realize that you have to have some help, you know, to get your book out there. And it may take you 10 books until you really get where you need to go, but you have to keep doing it. You cannot give.
Yeah,
that's why
keep
I've done this for 20
a book,
years.
You'll have money keep coming in.
Yeah, I think
you
it's a good
writing,
thing.
Keep writing,
you'll
have money coming in.
Right, and so, you know, and Crystal, tell them where they can reach you.
They can reach me at www.southern, S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N, Owl, O-W-L, Publications, P-U-B-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N-S, .net, southernowlpublications.net.
Right, and all the, and there's a lot of pictures on Blog Talk Radio of, you know, Judy and of Crystal, where, you know, like some of the books and some of the things I've put out too are things that Southern Owl has done. So when you're seeing some of my posts and banners and whatever, Crystal's been doing them. So, and she'll continue to do them. So I, you know, you can see, you know, what's going on here. And I also use, you know, Owl and Pussycat. So together, you know, it works out. Everybody does share, and they put out a lot of stuff. So I think, you know, these are, this is really what you need, is you cannot do this by yourself. It's way too hard because, and you can do it if you never want to write. But if you want to write, you can't do all this because it just, it turns into writer's block because you're so worried about promoting, you can't get. I really believe it does. So, okay, and I thank you both for being on, and you can find me at Michigan Avenue Media or MarciaCasperCook.com, and I will, got some really great shows coming up. I'll be posting them, and anybody that wants to be on my show, if you want, just email me, you know, or just go into Michigan Avenue and send me, you know, an email. And I'm happy to have you in a group because I am going to have some group discussions, which I have a lot of times five people on, and we just have fun and do a lot of things. And I think this show today really gave a lot of information that I think people absolutely need, you know.
Yes.
And and I think that, you know, even myself, you know, I've got notes here. There's other things that I can do. You know, I'm trying really hard to write more because I always did write more. So I'm going to go back to that, and I'm going to let Crystal do the work, right? That
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, you know, I mean, you know,
no,
you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of energy, and you enjoy doing this. And that's, you know, really important. You know, people know. I mean, I love doing the shows. I love writing. But, you know, they know I don't like marketing, although I do a lot of, I do a ton of marketing, but I like, would like not to do as much, you know, so there we go. The reviews, and it sounds very intriguing, right? What can I say?
Well, thanks for having us, Marcia.
Right. Thank you so much, and everybody, thank you, and I'll talk to everybody next week with my show. Have a good night.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Have a great
Thank you
Bye-bye.
Again. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
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 Watch out, dog. What is your problem? Oh my gosh, you have to let me do shit. When you be so silly? You're so silly. Oh, no, this is silly. Mwah. It's so silly. Silly. Can I go get some food? I gotta go get daddy.